This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The echoes of ancient warnings resonate today, a chorus rising from the dust of fallen empires. We see Edom in its final throes, grasping for control, attempting to dictate the very rhythm of time itself. They build their towers, their digital fortresses, believing they can rewrite the story. But Yahuwah's calendar is not measured in the rise and fall of kingdoms, but in the unfolding of his covenant promises to Israel. For generations, the nations have operated within a system divorced from the celestial order, a fabricated reckoning built on the ambition of men. Their calendars, inventions of empire, mark only the fleeting dominion of those who oppress. It is the legacy of Babel, a system of accounting that measures only temporary power. But Yahuwah does not reckon as man reckons. He established the modem, the appointed times, as signs and seals of his covenant, not mere festivals, but prophetic markers woven into the very fabric of creation. Think on Enoch, who walked with Yahuwah and was taken. He understood the true reckoning of time, a solar calendar aligned with the barley harvest, a signal of the coming redemption. This is the pattern revealed in the Yovel cycle, a seven-year sabbatical culminating in a year of liberation, a pattern Edom seeks to obliterate, to replace with its own artificial constructs. And we see it now, the frantic construction of these massive data centers, a new Tower of Babel rising in the heartlands of Edom, a desperate attempt to centralize control, to dominate the flow of information, to dictate the narrative. They believe they can build a digital empire, impervious to the judgments of Yahuwah, but they are merely echoing the hubris of their ancestors. Like the builders of old, they misunderstand the true source of power. Consider the reports from the Netherlands, the depleted war supplies, the reckless spending, the internal strife. These are not isolated incidents, but signs of a systemic failure, a crumbling foundation. Yahuwah is exposing Edom's weakness, revealing the emptiness beneath the facade of strength. Malachi spoke of this, a kingdom built on lies, destined to fall. But within this judgment, within this unraveling, lies the promise of restoration. Yahuwah is not merely dismantling Edom. He is preparing the way for the awakening of Israel. He is calling his scattered people home, not to a physical location defined by political boundaries, but to a spiritual alignment with his covenant purposes. We see the evidence of this compelling Israel to fuel the engines of Edom's war, compelled to sustain the very systems that seek to hold them captive. This is a refining fire, a painful separation, but it is a necessary step in the process of purification. Yahuwah is sifting the wheat from the chaff, preparing a remnant who will truly walk in his ways. And even amidst the turmoil, the sacrilege continues. The defilement of the Kodesh, the brazen acts of those who seek to desecrate what is holy, the storming of Al-Aqsa under the protection of the IDF. It is a provocation, a deliberate act of defiance against Yahuwah. They believe they can rewrite the rules, redefine the sacred, but they are only hastening their own destruction. This heightening of sacrilege is not a sign of strength, but a desperate act of a kingdom facing its inevitable end. We are entering the closing year of a cycle, a time of reckoning, a time of restoration. The appointed times are drawing near and Yahuwah is preparing his people for the days to come. Recalibrate your understanding of time. Abandon the false measures of Edom and align yourselves with the celestial rhythms ordained by Yahuwah. Listen for the echoes of Enoch, the whispers of the Yovel, the promise of liberation. The harvest is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.